Amen. And let's be seated. You know the purpose of the message simply by reading the title of the sermon today. Are you tempting the stones? Have you tempted the stone bricks in your workplace this week by being silent about Jesus? Have they begun to rumble because you wouldn't praise Jesus, so they must? Have the stones of your house, in the yard, or in your driveway been tempted to praise for you because your home has been silent of the recognition of all the good that Jesus is and all that He has done? Did the stones in our own driveway quiver to shout for Jesus because you were grumbling even as you drove here? Are you tempting the stones? Obviously, the focus of the verse or the focus of the message is on verse 40, as when we do not praise the Lord, we are aligning ourselves with those who are against the Lord. It is the Pharisees who did not want to recognize Jesus as the King who comes in the name of the Lord, who wanted His disciples to be quiet. All this Jesus talk to come to a silence, to come to a stop. Let us not be like those who are never mentioning the name of Jesus with songs of praise on our lips. This morning I want to look at the text that we've looked at today and perhaps help us in our desire, our willingness, our knowledge of the praiseworthiness of Jesus. First, I want to point out as we're looking at this passage that the praise of Jesus is active. You cannot sit in your chair and praise Jesus in silence while you're thinking about all the other things that are coming up this week. The praise of Jesus means that you're thinking about Jesus. At least that you're thinking about Jesus. So that maybe this week you're asking the Lord even now, Lord, to be perfectly honest, I gave you little thought this week. That's why I gave you little praise. To perhaps ask the Lord this week of all weeks, to be thinking more of Him. Oh, I know you've got to work, but you're thinking about recreation while you're working. Thinking about the honey-do list while you're working. You're thinking about your honey while you're working. Why not think of Jesus while you're working? And even while you're working, have reasons to give Him praise. I know you've got to go grocery shopping, but while you're thinking about the things to get, why not be thinking about the things you've already received in the person of Jesus? I know that you've got to keep the children, and it is a struggle to keep your own sane mind. But even while you're thinking of the children and providing for them, thinking about the fact how God Himself has made you a child of God through the person of Jesus. Be thinking about Jesus. Well, these who were giving praise to Jesus, they had Jesus before Him in their own eyesight. And maybe it should be that we live more according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the shame. Endured the cross. But notice that the thinking of Jesus is not merely all that's exhibited in here. There's sacrifice as a means of praise of God. As there are those who take some of their own clothing and they lay it on the dirt road. It's not asphalt, it's not concrete. On the dirt road, probably covered with all kinds of animal remains. They're on the dirt and they take their own clothes and they lay it down so that in honor of Jesus, He wouldn't even have to put the donkey's hooves upon the dirt of the road leading to Jerusalem. There's some sacrifice here. There are possessions that are given for the praise of Jesus. There's obedience as a form of praise to the Lord. Let us not be those who have lips that sing the songs of Jesus, but whose hearts are far from Him. Obedience. Where do I see obedience? I see obedience in at least the disciples, right? Jesus says, go into the next town, and there you will know. How did Jesus know that there was going to be a cult? Because Zechariah, 400 years earlier, told him there would be. And in fulfillment of Scripture, there is indeed a cult, and they go, and they ask, and they say the very same words that Jesus tells them to say. They're obedient to him, and they go, and they get this cult, and even the one who had the cult is obedient. But may I say to you that even the cult itself, the donkey, is obedient to Jesus. And you may not have ever thought about that before. But a donkey who has never been ridden now is going to carry Jesus. Now, you may not know this. I had to look this up. You have to break donkeys the same that you have to break horses. But this donkey, before its creator, obeys him peaceably and carries him into town. For this was a donkey who had never been ridden before. Obedience is an act. Hey, don't let the donkey be more obedient than you this week. Obedience is part of the active praise of the Lord Jesus. Certainly words are involved. Yes, private words, but also what do we have here? Public words, so that others hear, that maybe others may believe, others might become interested and know more about this Jesus. Words that are used about Jesus as to his identity and to his activities. The time that is necessary. These disciples chose to spend time with Jesus, praising him versus doing other things. The praise of Jesus is active. And you cannot praise merely through proxy of somebody else that you know doing it for you. It's no good that your mom is in the kitchen praise. You join in with her. Or that your husband's in the yard, in the garden, and he's praising the Lord. Go join him out there with him and praise the Lord as well. Do not let someone near you be praising the Lord Jesus and you put your hand over your mouth. Join in, as it's not only done individually, but it's known, see here, that it's corporate, that the disciples, plural, are praising the name of the Lord. The praise of Jesus is active. Second issue regarding the issue of praise I want to look at in our text this morning is that the praise of Jesus is appropriate. The praise of Jesus is appropriate. And our text already tells us that they were praising him for the works that they had that he had done in verse 37. So began to rejoice and praise God. Of course, I'm going to like this next phrase, to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. With a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. What had they seen in recent days? They had seen a demon-possessed person come to the right mind and restored to the town. They had seen many diseases healed, including leprosy. They'd seen people who had never been able to walk before in their lives pick up their mat and go. They'd seen that Jesus was able to heal the centurion's daughter without ever seeing her, without ever touching her, just with the power of his voice. They had seen that Jesus had shown up at Jairus' home where the daughter was dead. The mourners were already mourning in their paid capacity. And she comes out weak but restored to life. The disciples have seen him speak words and the storm on the lake comes to nothing, and they have to ask themselves, who is this that even the waves and the wind obey his commands? Some of the disciples had seen Jesus at the transfiguration where he is transformed in the presence of Elijah and Moses. They had seen him feed 5,000 men, including women and children, as well, but 5,000 men by the census. They had seen that as the widow from Nain was leaving town and her son on the bier as they were carrying him out, they saw Jesus go up to this woman and touch the son and restore the son to life so that he might take care of his widowed mother. And of course, the most recent activity the raising of Jesus from the dead, and not just from death, but 4 days dead. Remember the account where Martha's a little bit concerned about opening up the tomb because by Jewish custom, you were certainly dead on the fourth day. And on the fourth day, Jesus, he's going to smell, right? This concern that she has for Jesus, but Jesus shows that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. And all who believe in him, right, will have life as well. And so they've seen all these things and they're praising the Lord for all of this. They've seen the man not only be brought down for the healing by his four friends, but they also hear the pronouncement that Jesus is able to forgive sins. And you have perhaps in the midst of the crowd, for they are his disciples, those who have interacted with him and know him, perhaps even Mary the prostitute, who has experienced his forgiveness and her inclusion into the merry band of men and women. Well, let us praise him for the activity, for his activity. Let us praise Jesus for his activity. What has he done as we stand on this side of this historical event? What else has he done? Oh, he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. If you're not going to be able to be here on Good Friday, it is somewhat maybe a mystery to you why Christians call Friday and the day of the death of the person that they make so much of. Why is that a Good Friday? What makes that day good? Because in our place, he stood. He's taking upon himself all the sins of my life that I ever thought of doing or have done or wanted to do. He took upon himself all the sins of my hands and of my heart. He took them all upon him, past, present, and future sins. And he endured the justice that my life deserved. That's good. Because I now no longer stand in condemnation before God. For the Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because of what he has done on the cross. Let me rejoice. My sins, though they were like scarlet, are now. My life is like white as snow. I who was once a prisoner of the domain of darkness, and gladly so, have been made a child of light. I who was once far off from God, have been brought near by the work of the Son, him reconciling us to each other. I who had no desire to go to God now can go to God as often as I wish because Jesus has made access for me into the way of the throne of grace and mercy. His activity that he even now prays for us on our behalf. Even now he's reconciling us. And even now, if I sin, as we looked at, was it last week or the week before in 1 John 2 that John writes, my children, my little children, I write these things to you so that you may not sin. There's the goal. But even if you do sin, we have an advocate who's even now reclaiming us as his own before the Father as he is the anger-turning sacrifice of God. And he is waiting until all his enemies are put under him and he will come and he will reclaim us. His activity, the work of Jesus to save, really save sinners, all who go to him and rest only in him. And why do I say that? Because if you're here today and you're thinking, well, Jesus died for me and then I've got some other things that I need to add for me to be really safe from the wrath of God, that's a lie. What did Jesus say on the cross? Spoiler alert for Friday evening. It is finished, not it is mostly done. It is finished, the work of salvation. This is why we say, come to Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven by which, not your name, not my name, not your mama's name or daddy's name, there is no other name under heaven by which anyone may be saved except the name of Jesus. Come to him, for he has purchased us, all who believe. Well, then, not only is it appropriate, and so let us praise him for his activity, but let us also see that they were praising him for his identity in verse 38. Blessed is the King. I wonder if Herod could hear that throng from the city palace. Only it wasn't Herod, an earthly king, that they were proclaiming. It is, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord's representative. And it may not be that they fully understood yet, the whole throng of the disciples, all that they were saying, but still the Lord was filling their mouths with a praise that was appropriate, for he is the King of kings, as we read in Revelation. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords who comes in the name of the Lord to save, and all the power. When we use that phrase, in the name of the Lord, what that means is not merely carrying a name, but all the power and the authority that is wrapped up in that name. So that if, say, my son was younger and I asked him to go to the neighbor's house and ask the neighbor, my dad has asked, can he borrow your mower? When the neighbor receives my son, he's not merely receiving the son, he's receiving me. Right? Jesus, in the name of the Lord, comes as the Lord himself, and he is to be praised. He is the King. He is the potentate. He is the ruler of our lives. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And we are to give him every praise and every obedience. And what does this King do? But there is peace through him. And indeed, do we not know him in Isaiah 9 as the Prince of Peace? Have we not heard words similar to this? Peace in heaven and glory in the highest on his birth night? To the shepherds out in the fields, this same one is the one who's going to bring peace in heaven, between heaven and earth. It is the Lord Jesus who makes us to have peace with God. In Romans chapter 5, it says that having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Let me explain that to you. Those of you maybe not familiar with that passage, or maybe you're still learning things about the Bible, learning things about God, and learning things about humans and interaction with God, you need to understand that because of our sins, we are at war with God. The Bible even calls us his enemies in that same passage, Romans chapter 5. Well, how am I going to make peace with God so he won't be so angry at me? And most of us are going to say, well, I just need to be a nicer boy. I need to be a nicer girl. I need to do more of the law. And yet when we do that, although we are honoring the law of God, what the law was given for was to point us to the fact that we can't do the law, and that we need someone else to come and rescue us. That someone else is Jesus Christ. The law is a tutor to point us to the Lord. Galatians chapter 4, I believe it is. It's a taskmaster to drive us to the Lord. And the Lord brings peace so that when I believe in Jesus and what he's done on the cross, when I believe that he is the provision for my eternal soul, God's anger is turned away from me and I am no longer at war with God, but I am at peace with God through his Son. This peace, perhaps they had no understanding of the eternal nature, even the supernatural nature of this peace, but still he is the Prince of Peace for us, come from heaven down to earth, so that we may even be able to experience his glory in the highest one day. Let us praise him for his identity. He is the King riding on a donkey. Maybe you don't know, but that in the biblical custom, often kings would ride donkeys. Horses were not as plentiful. Right? This is why it's important why Mary, who's carrying the Prince of Peace in her, is riding a donkey on the way to Bethlehem. It's not merely a beast of burden, but a foreshadowing of his kingship. David rode a donkey in some of his processions. It is described in Zechariah as the way in which the Savior would come, the Anointed One of God would come. He is the King of Israel, the Prince of Peace, the Son of David. And what you may or may not know, or let me remind you, those of you who once knew, that the Son of David, there was one promise to David who would sit on his throne forever over the people of God. Jesus is the potentate of the kingdom of our Father come near. And he is the Savior. So in the other Gospels, and you sang it this morning, Hosanna. Well, maybe some of you are singing words you didn't know what they meant. So Hosanna, what does that mean? It's a catchy tune, right? Catchy song, but what does it mean? It means save us, deliver us. And so they are acknowledging that they need Jesus to rescue them, to deliver them, to save them. It is the word from Psalm 118, verse 25 that Benjamin read earlier. Let us praise him for his identity, his activity, identity. And that last one brings us then to his ability. And what is Jesus' ability precisely for this morning? To indeed save us. To save us from the wrath of God to come. And if you're here this morning and you know Jesus as your Savior, the result is what? Loud, vocal praise that he has done that, right? And this morning, if you're here and you know that you are still marked by your sins, today you could still cry out to Jesus, Hosanna, save me. Did you hear the words of the song that we were singing? Oh, it's not go and clean yourself up a little bit more and then the Lord will take you. Oh, come now. And all the filthiness of your sins, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He who humbles himself, the Lord will exalt. The praise of Jesus is active. The praise of Jesus is appropriate for all his activity in our lives and the activities that they saw him do. Let us praise him for his identity. Let us praise him for his ability, particularly as he's heading now to the cross with a face like flint. That's his purpose in coming. He's coming to die on the cross for the sins of men and women. All that the Father had given to him would be paid on that cross. Let us praise him for his ability to truly save all who come to him. But I also want us to see this morning that the praise of Jesus is assured. The praise of Jesus is assured. And here's verse 40. I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And have you ever pondered what stones is he talking about? Because there have been several stones in Jesus' ministry. Maybe because they're still coming from where Lazarus lives. Maybe it's the stone that was covering Lazarus' tomb. You shut these people up and the stone is going to have to cry out, he's the ruler of life and death. But perhaps as he's approaching Jerusalem, I don't know, it doesn't say, perhaps his hand sweeps over the walls of Jerusalem. You want my disciples to be quiet? The very stone walls of Jerusalem cry out, this is our King! And maybe within the walls of Jerusalem and the grand stones of the temple, maybe if the disciples were to be quiet, the grand stones of the temple would have to cry out, this is your God. But most likely it's just the common stones all around that area of Palestine. Make my disciples be quiet, and the common creation will have to cry out in joyous praise of their Creator. I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And this is my pleading. Why will you be silent? Here's a question I have, and I'm not looking for an answer. When you came in and started interacting, was there one praise you brought with you and spoke to another? Was there one word of thankfulness of the Lord that you shared with another believer? Brothers and sisters, that's why we come. We may even have it on our house. And it's been there so long, it's turned numb to us. Like the ship's clock in the house I grew up in that my dad received when he retired from the military. And all my friends could not sleep at night because of the ringing of that bell every 15 minutes. But I couldn't hear it. I'd grown numb. And maybe in your house, there's a placard on the wall, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart." And you've been in and out of the house, and there has been no praise. And you came into the doors of this place, and was there any praise between the people of God? Was anybody in here tempted to tell you, "Shh, too much of that"? The praise of Jesus is assured. In this text, if his disciples are quiet, creation itself will cry out. But we're also told in another text that there will be a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And I say that to those of you who are sitting as you are right now and the arms of your heart are crossed to Christ. I will give him no praise. Then stay like that if you must, but there will be a day when you will declare him Lord, even in your rebellion. Why not humble yourself before the one who gives his life for you that you might have life? Why not humble yourself before the one who comes to rescue even enemies of his name, so that you may be called by his name? The praise of Jesus is active. The praise of Jesus is appropriate. The praise of Jesus is assured. My brothers and sisters, I don't want us to tempt the stones of this building, the one underneath your feet, one long slab, or the ones on the side here for decoration. I don't want to tempt the stones underneath your feet or the stones that are outside of the building on the walls here. I don't want to tempt the piles of stones that are outside to outpraise us. So this is what we're going to do. On your sheet it says, principle to practice. Brothers and sisters, let us praise the Lord. Do we not know something good that he has done? Do we not know something good about our Jesus that we could give praise? Have we been made aware that he is indeed the one who lives and reigns in whom we move and breathe and have our being? This morning, as we're reading about the Pharisees and we're looking at them and saying, "Oh, they shouldn't have made Jesus tell his disciples to be quiet." Are you yourself quiet? So I'm going to ask, is there any praise for Jesus this morning? And so I can be clear. I am asking, is there any praise? Now, having said that, I'm trying to be clear. Let me say, for the sake of those who are watching live streaming now, they can't hear you. So if your praise could be clear and concise, I will try to repeat what it is that you're praising and you're giving. We read this morning in the first hour, we read that it was as the people and the priests of God were reciting the word of God to give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever, that it was in the praising of his name by the people of God that the glory of God descends. So I ask, is there any praise for Jesus? Miss Janda. Amen. Praise God. So praise the Lord for Jesus being the perfect and only righteous sacrifice for sin. Mr. Jerry. For his healing. Yes, sir. Many could probably attest to that. Ms. Sherry. Praise the Lord. So we praise the Lord with you, Sherry, that he has answered. Along with that, not only has he given you healing and he's giving you an outpatient surgery in the week to come, he has answered how many prayers that have been prayed on your behalf. We have a prayer answering God. Praise the Lord. Ryan.
His peace.
Amen. Amen. Ryan, he's given me a list. Peace and knowledge and understanding, a knowing of him while we walk on this earth. And we rejoice in that. I pray I was faithful to that, Brother Andy.
Every day, every minute, every hour, we have trust.
Amen. For the enjoyment we have in his creation, every moment, every hour. I see many hands going up. I ask that you, and I praise the Lord for that. You all be patient with me as I try to call on them as best I can. Yes, sir. Yes, his mercy. Remember what we said mercy was? Not getting that which we do deserve. Right? There was another hand over here, Ms. Dawn, and then I'll come over here, guys. So Tim is giving thanks for the verse that was mentioned, Romans 8:1. If you want to go home and meditate on that, dear saint, therefore there is now no condemnation. No, now, condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? Good, Donna.
For the salvation of my parents, my grandparents, myself, my children, and my grandchildren.
So praise the Lord for our own salvation and the salvation of many family members. Right? Yes, sir. Yes, his unending strength, he is our rock, right? So, amen. Yes, yes, ma'am. Ms. Carol?
Restoration of relationships.
Praise the Lord for restoration of relationships. Think of Paul and John Mark and the restoration of that relationship, but even now, he's still able to do that. Was there another? Yes? So Ms. Jennifer's giving praise to the Lord of his faithfulness when we are not perfect and want to withdraw to remind us it's still mercy and grace. Every day, brothers and sisters, we need to preach the gospel to ourselves. All right? There was another hand, and I'm going to make my way around. Ms. Brenda. Yes, our God is able to save us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to give us wisdom. He is able. We have an able God. Able to do all that we think, all that we ask, and more than we can imagine, right? Isn't that what Ephesians tells us? Cammy? Selena? Yeah, thankful to Christ for his obedience all the way to the cross. Yeah, his righteous life. Done. His intervention in us. Interceding when we are on our way to hell, right? He intervenes for us. Right? Is that the way that you meant it? Okay.
Allowing us to go through the hard times so we can deliver others.
So that's a tough one. Praising the Lord, even for difficulties, knowing that he is the God of all comfort, is able to comfort us so that in our comfort we may comfort others yet. 2 Corinthians. Nathaniel, and then back down to Kate.
For the brothers and sisters that he surrounds us with for the
sake of our brothers. Amen. He does not save us and put us on isolated islands to wait, right? But he surrounds us with brothers and sisters who build us up. Ms. Kate.
Thank you for
Praise the Lord for God's loving kindness, loving patience with us as we learn to walk in His ways. How He does not discourage us. I think the phrase was smack us down when we fail, but He encourages us, right, when we repent to get up and pursue Him again. Good. Dallas. Amen. Another example of answered prayer, even as we cry out for more, but the healing of Dallas's brother, Tony, praise the Lord. Good. To see where he is now versus where he was in December, praise the Lord. It was Craig and then Bob, maybe? All right. So he's our provider, right? He's provided everything we ever need, right? I don't mean to put Bob. Was that you, Bob, with your hand? Okay.
Yes, Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
So thankful that we have a good God who wants us. This does feel a little awkward to say, right? To taste. But that's experiencing God. He wants us to know His goodness in a real sensible way. Ryan? Yes. So thankful for the growth of families and additions in our congregation. And so let us be thankful for Abigail Hannah, who was born on Thursday. I meant to say that in our announcements this morning. So praise the Lord for her a safe birth. Rick. Amen. So the kept promises of God, right? And then gives us hope for the coming promises yet to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Others? Miss Karen.
He did not leave us alone. He would be with his Father, with the Spirit and His Word.
Amen. Book of John. I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send another, right? So the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of His Word. Yes, ma'am. That He is our refuge. He is the one that we can run to, right? Good. Josiah.
Praise Him for His involvement in even small details, especially yesterday during the Walk the Water of our mission's fundraiser, how the rain seemingly miraculously stopped yesterday when they were definitely accepting it.
Oh, praise the Lord for kind surprises and His helping us in the smallest of details, Josiah said, as they had a walk for Water of Life yesterday, and the clouds parted just in time for the event. So we praise the Lord for that. Others, praise. It could be a second one. It could be a different one or a same one. Don.
He goes before,
us, right, so that He makes a way for us. It's not like we're on our own, but good. There was another hand, Miss Janda, and then Ryan. Okay. So Ms. Janda is giving thanks to the Lord for being in a body that cherishes the Word of God and wanting to live in accordance with that, and not feelings first. So praise the Lord. I think I said Ryan.
Praise the Lord. He is good. He is steadfast love.
Yeah. So praise the Lord that He is good and that His steadfast love endures forever. Good. Others. Yes, Ms. Janet. If you would go, please, and then Levi.
Yes, I just want to say, ain't no rock going to give my praise when I'm on fire.
Appreciate that, Miss Janet. Ain't no rock that's going to be tempted to take her praise. And may that be our heart this week, right? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. To be able to freely gather without being persecuted. We've heard in recent days of where that's not the case around the world. So let us be thankful. Absolutely. Others. Yes, sir, Keenan. You know, so thankful that the Lord is the Lord of every king, right? And we can rest in His sovereign reign and rule, even when the kings of this earth do roar and try to scare us. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Haley. Amen. So what we would call the little things, right? So I'm going to expand a little. So the variety of His creation, especially in springtime as you see it right now with all the different buds and pollen bombs, but all the different buds of colors and expressions of God, the different flavors even that we get to experience. Could you imagine just the kindness of God? Could you imagine if all the food just tasted the same? Right? Blah. Right? But God in His kindness, one of those little things, how many combinations are there? Alan?
We thank the Lord for just making each day new for us. Each day He starts
out. Amen. And each day new. So that even if today, as much as I may desire and I stumble and fall, His mercies are new, right? And I can begin again with Him, with my eyes on Jesus. Yeah. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Donna. Good. Yes, it was good to hear. So for unifying the congregation's hearts in praise this morning. Good. There was another, Ryan?
I'm thankful for the pain that God has given the parents and their that He's given me to raise me and sacrifice so much and always put me before themselves to be able to sit here and worship Jesus with them.
Amen. So Ryan giving praise to the Lord for the family in which he grew up in and the manner in which they raised him and the ability today to worship with them. Good. Hunt.
Praise to my great uncle who's no longer suffering from Alzheimer's. He's now in the presence of God.
This is an uncle?
Great uncle.
Praising the Lord that when we are in His true presence, out of the body, there is no more sickness, no more disease, no more tear. So Hunt particularly, praising the Lord that his great uncle is no longer struggling with Alzheimer's, but is whole in the presence of the Lord. We can praise the Lord with you for that, brother. Others. All right, so I'm going to go this way. So Michael and then Lacey, I think.
21 years ago, Brenda and I were almost killed in a wreck. 4 months in a hospital in between two of us, 18 surgeries, homeless. And the blessing that he gave me was better than yesterday, but hopefully not as good as tomorrow.
Amen. So Michael, praising the Lord for literally saving Michael and Brenda's life, 21 years, it's hard to believe it was that long ago, life-threatening motorcycle accident, and teaching him the preciousness of each day and the hopefulness of the new day to come. Good. Lacey. Yes, so the Lord's presence with us, even in the difficult times. Right? He holds us by the hand. Psalm 73. And then I was arcing. I thought there was another hand. A Butch and then Trudy.
I'm thankful that you can be assured how
Amen. So Butch is reading from Romans 10, and the greatness of that passage is the number of times it says, all, anyone, everybody, right? Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Miss Trudy and then Miss Rhonda.
But he knew me before I was born, and he could still love me, even through everything that I've done.
Yeah. He knew me before the moment I was born, and still loves me. In the midst of that. Thank you, Trudy. Miss Rhonda. Amen. So thankful for family and friends who are like family. Amen to that. Good. Miss Carol. So Romans 8, thankful for the faithfulness of God that because he has caused us to love him, all things will work out for good. Maybe not always fun, but they will always work out for good, right? Others, praise or thanksgiving. Naomi.
Thank you for the word of God that we have confidence of, that it is living and active.
So thankful for the word of God that we have in our own language. And then that word is living and active in us. Praise the Lord. Others. Yes, ma'am. Selena.
Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Walmart
and for him faithfully preaching the scriptures. All right. So Selena is thankful for the pastor she has. And for faithfully preaching the word. You pray for me, Selena, and all of you, that I would be what you think I am. Yes, ma'am.
For his strength.
Yes. Paul's words, right? That the Lord is my strength, even in my weakness. Thank you, Rachel. Others? Yes, ma'am. Yes. So our God isn't random. He is a purposeful God, and he has a reason and a purpose for everything. That's a great comfort.
Amen, God, that you're giving us the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I pray to continue to grow in the Lord, to encourage and call out and love each other, to be there for each other in a way that we never would.
Amen. So Kate is giving thanks to the way the Holy Spirit knits hearts of brothers and sisters together to encourage or to call out, but to help us grow in ways that we would not left to ourselves. Praise the Lord. Others. Yes, sir, Riley. Amen. So thankful for the faithfulness of God, even as in Luke 15, when we may wander for a season, but when we come back, his arms are open wide and he's still willing to be faithful to us. Good. Thank you, Riley. Others. Yes, sir, Craig. Amen. So Craig giving thanks for the Lord using us and others in the salvation of others, and particularly thankful for his brother being used to bring Craig to salvation. Good. Others. John?
Thankful for both love and encouragement that which is given and also received.
The love and encouragement of that which is given from the Lord, yes, and therefore received by the Lord, from the Lord. And that we can give to one another, right? So that we, good, gotcha. So the Lord gives us the opportunity not only to receive, but to give to others. I hear you. Others. Yes, Chris.
Thankful to, even though I haven't done it 100% correct all the time, the opportunity to lead a life and people.
Yes. So... Chris is saying even though he doesn't do it 100% right all the time, the opportunity to lead his wife and children. And Chris, I'm just going to say something in response. None of you do it 100% right all the time. That's why you need the gospel Monday through Saturday too. And I'm just going to use Chris. Some of you need to take that pressure off of yourself and realize that you can be real with one another so that you may help one another grow in your leading and serving the Lord. Yes, Buck.
I praise the Lord for his healing power.
Amen.
I had cancer removed from my face last Friday. And today you can't even tell I had
it. Praise the Lord. So Buck McLaurin standing to say, thankful to the Lord our healer, Jehovah Rapha, and his healing recently in an incident of skin cancer. Praise the Lord. Good. Alan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Alan giving praise the Lord for the healing of cancer from his wife, Dana, and we praise the Lord with you. Amen. Others, Haley. So, for those at home, Haley giving thanks to the Lord that he is trustworthy and true. As we live in a world that we can't always distinguish somebody's telling us the right thing or not, we can always trust God to tell us what is true. Levi? Okay. Some are coming to mind even now. So, thank the Lord for simple pleasures of life that maybe we didn't even know a century ago. Right? Good. Keenan.
Grateful for conviction of the Spirit and also the constant molding of our hearts and making us more Christ.
Amen. So Keenan's giving thanks to the Lord for conviction of the Spirit. That's an evidence he's at work in us, right? And then the work of the Spirit to make us more and more into the image of Christ, promised work of God. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Janda.
Praise the Lord for the joy and the strength that we can get knowing our eternity and how that helps me, especially get through problems and situations every day and helps to put them in perspective.
Amen.
I praise God.
So, Ms. Janda's giving thanks to the Lord for the sure hope of joy, real joy, in eternity to help us in our daily struggles now. Did I faithfully repeat that? Okay. Good. Others? Yes, sir. Josiah.
Thank you, Lord, for not always giving us what we want.
So thanking the Lord that he does not always give us what we ask for because it wasn't good for us or he has something better. Right? It's hard to wait, though, isn't it? Yeah. Anyone else? Praise or thanksgiving of the Lord? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Praise the Lord, Chase. So Chase is saying, thankful that the Lord's glory and love shines upon us, and it shines upon us best and brightest through Christ, doesn't it? Yes, ma'am, Piper. All right, so thankful for our own creation as God has made us, right? And to live on this earth, right? Yeah. Not to make light, but aren't you glad you don't live on Mars, right? You live on Earth. So.
Lord's safety and faithfulness to meet your period of significant emotional and physical struggle with that service, with that and red floods and
the Amen. Amen. So Nathaniel giving praise to the Lord for his faithfulness through a long season of emotional lowness, personal lowness, and yet the Lord is bringing him out of that, and thankful for the Lord's patience and faithfulness with you during that season and to surround you, as you said earlier, with people who helped you through that. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Don and then Ms. Harriet. Amen. So answered prayer, but then those moments when he makes us see, remember you prayed for that, and so that he gets even more glory. Miss Harriet. Yeah. Amen. So we can praise him for his return. And since all his other promises have been yes, and have come to be, why not rejoice ahead of time for his coming again? Anyone else? Ryan. Amen. So the wisdom and guidance that God gives to us in his word. Yes. Yes, Alan and then Bob. Yeah. That Christ has gone to prepare a place for us. Amen. He's not in the ground. He's active even now in that. Bob.
Thankful that when our faith ebbs, that he is faithful to come and increase that faith.
Amen. So Bob is giving thanks to the Lord that when our faith ebbs, he is able to come and increase our faith again. Yeah. Good. Chase, is that your hand up again? Okay, go ahead. We are loved in Christ, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his son, right? So the love of God. Others. Yes, ma'am.
How do you know about
that scripture? Amen. Amen. Hayden giving thanks to the Lord for the right way that he knows how to encourage us and maybe even to surprise us. We knew we needed encouragement, but didn't know how, but then he does it, and we realize that's the hand of God. Good. So let them... Oh, yes, sir, go ahead, James. I'm not going to cut you off. Please.
Just to emphasize what Chase said, for loving us when we don't love you as much in return.
Amen. James giving tender thanks to the Lord for loving us more than we love him, for having family members who also love us. And praise the Lord for that, James.
Yeah.
Yes, Ms. Jennifer. So Ms. Jennifer giving thanks to the Lord that he welcomes us into his presence, that we may pray and leave our burdens with him, and then that we can and trust that he will deal with and deal rightly. And yes, I agree with you also that let us be thankful, recognizing we have people in our lives that do not have God, and they're miserable, for they have no one to go to. And so thankful for His willingness to receive us. So what I'm hoping is that this morning would be a good start to your day. A day filled with more rejoicing and more praise and more thanksgiving. And that when tomorrow comes, we'll be quicker. When we drive down our driveways and the gravel's being crushed underneath, we'll remember the stones. When we drive up to our workplace and see the stone-lined sidewalks, that we'll remember the stones. That maybe when we look out into our garden and there's the decorative stone in the middle of a bed of flowers, that we'll remember the stones. That we'll remember in our hearts that we will not let the stones cry out in our place. Let's pray. Father, we see the principle.